Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Bobby Hebert and Charlie Long hanging out with you. Want to remind you that LSU hosting an NCAA regional for the first time since 2019. The team's competing at Alec Box Stadium, Oregon State, Sam Houston, and Tulane. And the Tigers' first matchups against the Greenies. You can catch that Friday pregame coverage, 1:30, first pitch 2 o'clock on WWL AM, FM, WWL.com, and always free on the Odyssey app. After OTAs, we got to get into the Saints locker room, speak to some of the players, and here's what the speedy Rashid Shaheed had to say when we got to talk to him.
Rashid, how much more comfortable are you this time around being out here?
Right, a lot more comfortable, I would say. The offense is becoming a lot more easy to, you know, understand. I'm learning a lot of different positions, and my coaches and teammates have helped me out a lot, and it's coming a lot easier.
Is it crazy to think how big a year has made a difference from this time last year to now?
Yeah, 100%. Around this time last year, I was still rehabbing my knee injury. So to be at this point now and to be able to be out here with my teammates and enjoy OTAs and, you know, not being in rehab has helped me a lot.
Why the change to 22?
It's always been a number I've worn. It's also a number that my dad wore growing up, and it's a number I wore throughout high school and college. So I felt like wearing it in the league would mean a lot.
What's the kind of biggest step you want to make during the off season as far as maybe conditioning? Obviously, you're already a fast guy.
Right. I would say just getting bigger, faster, stronger, and also my knowledge of the game. I feel like I can improve a lot, and that's going to come with, you know, film study and getting with my quarterbacks and, you know, breaking down film and just getting on the same page.
What would be your early impressions of Derek Carr?
Great teammate, great quarterback. He's going to help us win a lot of games. I'm excited to get to work with him, and he's a competitor. He's going to be a great leader in this locker room and something that we need.
How have you guys been able to work on chemistry, anything before these last two sessions?
A little bit, you know, at the beginning of OTAs, got a chance to get out on the field with him and a couple times and, you know, try to get a little bit of time in together, but, you know, it's going to take some time, and that's why this OTAs period is so important.
Is there anything, like we were talking to Juwan about, like studying film of guys who like to run the routes he likes to get? I mean, is there anything you've noticed about what he likes and where you'll fit?
Right. He can really fit the ball anywhere. His arm talent is incredible. That's something that I've noticed. He throws his receivers open, and that's why he's had the career that he's had and a lot of success.
You say bigger, faster, stronger. What have you added weight? Is that a plan to add weight or just?
Yeah, I've added some weight. It was definitely an emphasis, you know, being, you know, a little guy in this league. You can't take a lot of hits, and, you know, that's why I wanted to add weight. Just like
what do you hope to play at this year? What's your goal weight?
Around 185.
185.
I feel like would be good, solid.
And how are you carrying it? Does it feel
kind
good?
Well, yeah, feels good. Feels good and moving around well.
Not any slower?
No.
What have been your conversations with Coach Burns about what you can add, what you need to work on, things that you're trying to take to the field?
He's kind of told me to just continue to get smart and gain knowledge throughout the, you know, season, and continue to improve. All I can do is just ask questions and go to him, and he's a big help in that room, and I trust him a lot.
At Saints wide receiver / return specialist Rashid Shaheed, and there's a lot of expectations, high expectations going into the season after we got to see him in action and what he did a year ago. And Bobby,
well, the first two times he touched the ball, he scored.
It's kind of unbelievable to remember. You know, you hear him talking, it's like he didn't even start the season healthy during training camp. He was still rehabbing.
No, he's off with the trainers on the side, and you know, and then he was ready to roll. And then, again, what did I tell you earlier? I probably said this 3 hours ago. When you get an opportunity, do you take advantage of opportunity?
Seize the moment, right?
Yeah, Rashid Shaheed seized the moment. I nothing against Chris Olave. Who do you think is going to have bigger plays? I think Rashid Shaheed has a great opportunity to have more bigger plays than Chris Olave. I'm not talking about developing as a complete maybe receiver, but as far as explosive plays, I think for every one Chris Olave has, Rashid Shaheed will have two, if not three. I'm not talking about number of catches and all that, but no, we need
explosives, right?
Explosive plays, yeah. We need multiple guys. We need Michael Thomas, all hands on deck. We need Bryan Edwards to work out, coming over from the Raiders to live up to where he was drafted. Expectations, you know, he's a 4-year veteran now. So we need Rashid Shaheed to develop more. Will you view him more as a receiver than as a specialist, as a returner?
And what obviously we've seen very early on at organized team activities, that confidence level is definitely there. And that the ability, when he heads that ball, man, he just gets another gear and takes off. It's amazing.
It's the yak. Yeah, yeah. Hit him in stride. That yards,
we love that yak.
After the catch, and he runs smooth routes. And Chris Olave, I think he'll build upon living up to being a number one draft pick. But I'm telling you, it's unbelievable the margin for error. I mean, Chris Olave is a stud. But I'm telling you, if Rashid Shaheed's ready to roll, he ain't that much better than him. I'm just watching them out there, how they run. If you don't know where nobody was drafted and they are free agents.
Right, you're just looking at the players.
Just looking. That's why, from a physical standpoint, that's why players always like, whether you tight end or receiver, like Jimmy Graham. Okay, Drew Brees threw him open. Man, he wasn't open, but he went and made the play. Michael Thomas, back shoulder. Look how they would beat Atlanta.
Right.
Back shoulder touchdowns. Oh, well, maybe other receivers could do that. No, they can't. No, they can't. You might think they can, but it doesn't happen. Oh, it's like, it was a tough catch, but he didn't make it. Well, Michael Thomas made it. That's the same thing with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'll leave out there with Who Dat Nation. Call me up. Tell me what you think. Would you rather have? Because that's a big question. Because I know Michael Thomas was NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Would you rather have right now DeAndre Hopkins or Michael Thomas to be your top dog?
All right. Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Mike T or D-Hop?
Well, because Michael Thomas, you know, set the record for receptions. And then I'll look at D-Hop, the COVID year. COVID wasn't that long ago where he had 115 catches for over 1,400 yards. I mean, I don't know. I think they're both studs. But let's say you only can have one. Because look at the market right now for DeAndre Hopkins. I think a lot of NFL teams still view Michael Thomas as damaged goods until he goes put more skins on the wall. But look at the teams that are interested right now in DeAndre Hopkins. Now, they would love to get him at their rate, not maybe at DeAndre Hopkins' rate. But you know what? They don't have to honor that contract. They can negotiate their own contract, whether that be the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Cleveland Browns. Well, why not the Saints? I don't know. We're counting on
Michael
Thomas.
Why not the Saints? Right.
No, I don't know. I think it's we're counting on Michael Thomas, but Who Dat Nation? Would you rather have, right now, Michael Thomas or DeAndre Hopkins? I think that's a tough question.
You heard the Cajun Canada. Let us know. We'll be back after the break here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Going to be talking, well, listening to what Jameis Winston had to say in the Saints locker room after our last OTA session. Hard to believe that man is entering year number 4 in black and gold. And here's what he had to say after the Saints' second organized team activity.
Is it a little different this year, like Matt? I mean, we kind of assume he's the starter, you know. Is it different, like, when you come in, like, knowing that you're out of the backup?
No, the preparation stays the same. You know, I'm still preparing for whenever my opportunity does present itself, because I still believe I'm a starting quarterback in this league. But right now my role is to serve Derek and be the best teammate I can to with my role on this team.
Jamie, this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you. To that end of wanting to be a starting quarterback in the league, what made this the right situation for you?
It's just very familiar. I trust this organization. I believe in this team that we have, a great defense, great offense. And last year, you know, we had a lot of opportunities to break open some games. But with the addition of Derek, I think he's going to bring a lot of good things to this team.
How do you feel?
I'm getting healthy, man. But yeah. I feel good. I'm still working. It's going to be a working process. But I'm just excited that it's football season. I'm excited that we get to go out there and toss the ball around, and everyone just is back. You know, it's getting closer to my dream, man.
Which injury still has to get back to 100%? Which ones?
Well, I think the main thing is my overall health. So I'm just going to continue to work on that. I can't really get particular with you on, because overcompensation of other things has opened up other stuff. But the main thing is just focusing on getting back holistically healthy so I can be my best when the opportunity presents itself.
You said you trust this organization. You're familiar with this organization. Was there anything that had to be mended, or sit down and talk and feel good about, you know, where you two were after last year? I know there was some question about, you know, your role and how it was communicated to you and stuff. What made you feel really good about that?
Well, because I think whether it's upstairs or in my accountability is to the best dependability is availability, and the past, you know, 3 years or so, I've been banged up, you know. So the leadership, you know, they have to continue to move forward. And I just know when I first got here into this organization that we're coaches. So in terms of trusting this organization, I just know this organization, especially during the Sean Payton era, has been very successful. And Dennis has basically carried that over because he is built to be a successful head coach. So for me, my accountability is just focusing on my health and being ready when that opportunity presents itself.
Is there anything you're doing differently training-wise to help get healthier?
The biggest thing is, like, man, I just had some rough injuries. It takes time with those things, but obviously just my training regimen isn't as strenuous as it has been over the past few years, just to get some mobility things and things like that. But what's important is that we're back playing football and we're here. So once you're here, you gotta show up and show out.
Jameis, is there anything that you've learned about yourself since you signed with the Saints throughout the years?
I think I learned something about myself every single year. But one thing that just continues to show up is that this game is bigger than you. Humility and understanding where you at in terms of in the present moment, being able to fulfill and be all in on where you at, where your feet are in the moment, is very important, instead of worrying about your past or worrying about your future, but focusing on where you at right now and taking advantage of that moment.
Jameis, I was going to use the word humility. What does it say about your humility that you're able to take a role that
on paper is a backup job, and is that something you think you would have always been able to do earlier?
The main thing is the opportunity, and I'm just grateful every chance I get an opportunity to step in a building and be able to play a sport that I love. However, I know that I'm still a starting quarterback in this league, but man, I have to be like, this is all a process, you know. I mean, it's some Hall of Famers that made their big break at 30, you know. So I'm still young, I'm still 29, but right now my role is to serve this team in the role that I'm in, and I'm all in into doing that, man. Because again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to still wear a Saints uniform or to be in the NFL in general.
That's Saints backup quarterback Jameis Winston, and there's a lot of different, I guess, feelings about what the Saints should do with Jameis. A lot of folks were even talking about maybe potentially trading him to another team that might be in desperate need of a QB. But to me, you look at this Saints QB situation right now, and it's definitely hard to argue that they're not one of the better QB lineups, you know, top to bottom in the NFL right now.
Yeah, because of the NFL experience,
right,
and the number of starts. No, you want to keep Jameis on board. I think it's a team-friendly deal. So why not keep Jameis Winston on board? I mean, he could throw the football. Now, I don't think he has the mental capacity of a Drew Brees or even Derek Carr. I'm not hating on no one. I'm just telling you how you process information, how you can get the team into the right play, how do you set the protection and all that. Now, it's different. You know, you can ad lib in high school and college, but the demands of the NFL, it's a different animal. Jameis Winston is an NFL quarterback. Is he an elite NFL quarterback? I don't think. But wouldn't you want to have a job where you get paid like last year? He got paid $11 million to be a cheerleader. Oh, hell yeah, sign me up. Oh, like, I'm going to be a great team player. Jameis Winston got enough common sense.
Definitely.
And you have to look at how you prolong your career so you can benefit yourself and your family. So you have to break it all down. And I think the 1-2 punch between Derek Carr and Jameis Winston, I think we're in a great situation because Jameis Winston has started a number of games. He won't have any pressure. He won't have any pressure on him because he's not the man. On the back end of my career, my elbow was all screwed up, and they were going with Jeff George. Man, I'd go in a game, and I was like, well, I mean, I barely could throw the ball like 55 yards right now, but I know where to go with it, so I'm just going to wing it and have success. Then all of a sudden, I never forget, we beat the San Francisco 49ers and Steve Young. And they were playing for the number one seed, and we beat them. Then all of a sudden, we had a wild card. All of a sudden, oh, I'm like a hero and all that. I just went out there and play and just try to make things happen. You know, he had, Jeff George, like Dan Marino kind of arm, you know, but he got hit too many times, and then he kind of punked out. He didn't want to be in the game no more, so that just happens. But I'm telling you, our situation with Derek Carr and Jameis Winston, I like our chances because it's not Jameis' first rodeo if he's going to be out there. I can tell you what, Tuesday, we just witnessed in practice, he made a throw. Charlie, help me out. Who's the Malik? Not
Flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Malik Flowers, number 88. The rookie, I think, from Montana. He made a throw to him. I think I got this correct. I know. I think that was the receiver. He made a throw that I was telling you as good as Pat Mahomes or anybody. It was about a 30-yard dart going across the field. Whoa. That's an unbelievable throw. That's about as good as it gets in the NFL. But then Malik Flowers, the defense didn't give up. They forced him to fumble.
Yes.
On that play. But that's not Jameis Winston's fault. So, no, Jameis Winston, I think, understanding his situation and where he's at now, that's good for the Saints, is good for him against supply and demand. I don't think there's 32 quarterbacks better than Jameis Winston, but it's all about timing, right place, right time. I can tell you right now, if teams really wanted Jameis Winston and the money was right, come on, he don't come back to the Saints.
No, exactly.
His agent might have thrown out there that the Colts wanted Jameis Winston. We talked, Mike Dettelia and I talked to someone who's close to the Colts organization. He goes, what? That ain't never happened. They don't want Jameis Winston.
Fake news.
Fake news, yeah. So, no, but your agent's job to try and throw your name out there.
Of course, right, generating that buzz.
So it would be like Jameis Winston's future. Now, you don't want nothing happening to Derek Carr, but if something happened to Derek Carr and Jameis Winston came in here and did all of a sudden like a handful of games like Teddy Bridgewater. You know, you remember Teddy?
Teddy.
Listen, he's riding his bike around the city, and all of a sudden he's like the best thing we ever witnessed.
Right.
But since Teddy Bridgewater left the Saints, what has he done?
I knew that was coming.
I don't know. He went to Carolina with the Dolphins, Denver. I mean, he's been everywhere. So do you take advantage of the opportunity? So if Jameis Winston does get another opportunity, if something would happen with Derek Carr, do you parlay that into success? Then all of a sudden, there's a bigger market for you. And you have a chance maybe to be a starter because there are 32 teams. And there's not 32 legitimate starting quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Well, you know, too, the biggest problem with Jameis has been injuries, though. His availability just hasn't been there for whatever reason. He's dealt with a number of ailments now over the years that have knocked him out of the game and then ultimately losing his job last year to Andy Dalton.
Yeah, like his knee and then his back.
His
and
foot.
And anyone, the public, any Who Dat Nation member, man, if your back's ever jacked up, you can't do crap. I was about to say the S word, but listen.
We're not in serious.
Yeah. But if your back's hurting, you feel like you're 20 years older than you really are. Like, man, my back's killing me.
Oh, yeah.
No, anybody. Then you got to go get realigned. You go to the chiropractor.
And that pain wears you down, too, is exhausting.
No, it's exhausting. Wake up in the morning, I can't do anything. You're just trying to do simple tasks, and it's like it just drives you crazy. So I'm telling you, but I still said this, and I think I was objective about this. And Jameis Winston was the starter last year. I watch every practice, and I know they chart every practice, and they evaluate every practice. If nobody was named the starter, I always say this, if you came from outer space, let's say now we're all into UFOs this day and age. Oh, I don't know. Do we have extraterrestrial life and all that? But if someone came and watched a Saints practice last year, and you're being introduced to American football, and you don't know nobody, and you're just watching Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston every day in practice.
Right.
Now, this is August in training camp. Jameis Winston did not beat out Andy Dalton. He did not beat him out. Now, he was the starter. Andy Dalton never ruffled any feathers. I'm just going about my business. Okay? And I'm
right.
telling
came in from day one and said, I am Jameis' backup.
Backup. And just keep working. Just keep playing. I'm telling you, Jameis Winston did not beat out Andy Dalton in training camp. So all of a sudden, Jameis Winston is not 100%. So why Pete Carmichael and Dennis Allen, why wouldn't they go with Andy Dalton? And then you look at number of throws. Okay, people say, oh, look at the Cardinals, the pick six and all that. Okay, that's why they should have errors in football like they have in baseball. Andy Dalton hits, Callaway on a slant right in the hands, and it's six. Also, that's Andy Dalton's fault. I'm telling you, though, this is a nightmare for the Who Dat Nation. You let Bryce Knight be ready to play on Monday night against Carolina, and Andy Dalton's the quarterback. I'm not even going to say, but you know what I'm talking about. God forbid that Andy Dalton will lead the Panthers to a win against the Saints. Andy Dalton is a pro. I'm telling you, that's why what he did against the Saints, that's why he got snatched up right away by Carolina.
True.
Because there's not enough quarterbacks. He brings stability. All organizations, owners, general managers, head coach, you know what they want more than anything? Obviously, you want to win a Super Bowl. But you know what you want? You want to have stability. It's not like, I don't know, what the hell are we going to do this week? I mean, I don't know. We're trying to put the piecemeal this together, that together. Andy Dalton. When he's like a player coach right now,
right.
And you bring in Bryce.
You know what he's going to give you.
It's kind of like almost, who's the greatest quarterback right now in the NFL? I say this all the time.
Patty Mahomes.
Did Pat Mahomes play the first year?
No.
As Alex Smith.
Right.
Right? Well, Andy Dalton could be like the poor man's Alex Smith with Carolina right now until Bryce is ready to play. And when he's ready to play, he's going to be the man. And Andy Dalton doesn't have any problem with that. All of a sudden, he's parlaying that career into a great living. and to be able to support his family, and he's competitive enough that he wants to win, and then you're making millions. Man, isn't America great? Isn't it great to be live in the United States? Now, maybe if you hooked up with the Saudis, it's even better if you're Lionel Messi.
Ridiculous money, right?
What?
He got. I think someone on our text line broke it down in American dollars yesterday.
I don't know if it was euros or American dollars. It's like 600.
Million.
A million.
Not thousand.
No, it's like four or five times more than any NFL contract. He signed a two-year deal, basically in 1.2 billion euros. So, in other words, you want to get paid in British pounds. British pounds is number one, then euros, then American dollars. But no, it's
soccer money is ridiculous.
No, especially if you're Lionel Messi. No, Cristiano Ronaldo is probably jealous of Messi right now. But the Saudis, whether you say it's blood money or whatever, with Saudi Arabia, you look at the LIV golfers and all that. But there's a lot of individuals. They're looking out what's best for me and my family. And you know how you could justify that? And I say, I would never take that blood money. Well, why is the United States hooked up with Saudi Arabia? And you look at the military and the bases they have there, because it brings stability. No, I'm not saying right or wrong, but a lot of times you want to judge everybody else, but you got to put yourself in their shoes. Now, you might say, I don't want to hang out with the damn sheiks in Saudi Arabia. But think about Lionel Messi. He's from Argentina. After 2 years, you got $1.2 billion. I'm going to go do what the hell I want.
$1.2 billion, yeah.
Yeah, but billion, 2 years.
Unreal.
2 years. I mean, what? Yeah, no. That's why you might say, I would never do that. Come on. You're not being honest with yourself if you put yourself in that situation.
Well, I know you love alpha dogs, and we're going to talk to one of the big ones.
Who are we talking to? Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Buckets?
No, on the Saints defense. Alante Taylor going into year two.
I think he's alpha dog.
He's wearing that number one this year. We'll hear from him coming back after the break here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, getting into some more sound. We heard from two offensive players, now heading over to the defensive side. And a guy who had a big rookie season for the black and gold was Alante Taylor. And he's what he had to say after Tuesday's organized team activity.
Now that you're going through OTA second week, second year, how much more comfortable are you, and how much easier are things?
I'm very comfortable. I wouldn't say things have gotten a lot easier, just because I'm kind of doing some nickel stuff now. So it's a different position. At the end of the day, still playing football, but as far as the thought process goes, you know, I'm doing a lot of tape study now. But confidence as far as like on the outside and just being with the guys is a lot better than last year. I feel like I belong now, and I kind of feel like that, I guess, older vet, but not really an older vet, just like a year or two. But I feel like I can teach the young guys some stuff about the defense, so that's good.
How different is like the calibration and approach for you with getting those nickel reps from what you would usually do on the outside?
It's a big difference, man. I'm out there making mistakes, and I'm kind of hard on myself right now about it, because I kind of wish that I could just get it right now, but it's just not happening. So just going to continue to watch tape, ask the coaches the questions, and I have guys helping me out as well. So just take it one day at a time. You know, it's just second week of OTAs, but I know by the time it really matters, I'll be where I need to be.
What's one of the biggest differences for you while you're on that spot?
The biggest difference?
Yeah, like one of the biggest differences that you're adjusting to?
Really just understanding the front, and understanding like where your help's at more. Yeah, I feel like you have more help in the slot than you do on the outside. So understanding where your help's at, and then really just understanding like fronts and where the linebackers are going to be, when to bump, when not to bump, motion, when not to run with motion, just stuff like that.
Who are you leaning on to kind of help you do that?
Well, right now, you know, Roby was here last week, so I asked Roby a lot of questions. I know Paulson did it a little bit when he was here, when he first got here anyways. So right now, I'm really just going off tape. We have correction tapes, and we have tapes of, like, everything being done the right way. So I'm just watching the tape, putting play calls together, and just going off trial and error. But the coaches are doing really good with helping me out, letting me know. Sterling, a guy who's played it in the league, but he's also helped me on the sideline.
How open are challenge or kind of a change at this point?
I'm open to it, but at the end of the day, I'm still a corner. I don't feel like I've shown that I can't play the position, but I don't think the coaches feel that way either. I feel like they're just trying to introduce me to something new and just kind of see what I can do with it. Just because, you know, game plan wise, I may end up having to travel a guy who's a slot receiver one day. So Coach Woods is big on, you know, his corners, knowing how to play the slot, but also playing the outside. So I'm open to it, like I said, but I feel like I'm still competing for the outside corner job, and that's still my number one priority.
Why the jersey number change?
So, obviously, I've always wanted a single digit in high school, had a single digit, college had a single digit. Coming to the league, I didn't really care. I knew I didn't have too much say-so into that. But when 27 was open, I felt like that was the best two-digit number. But whenever one got open, I was like, okay, one's open, and they opened up zero. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get zero, and nobody's had it, kind of build my own legacy. 27 kind of has his legacy already written to it. And so I didn't get zero. I ended up just going to one. And one's a little bit deeper for me. One reason is the reason I do everything for my grandma. She passed in 09. So she's like the reason I do everything. Me and my cousin always say one reason. So it's not as deeper than just a swagger and, you know, kind of looking good out there. But, yeah, I just wanted a single digit.
You talked about legacy. Like, what is the legacy that you want to build here?
I feel like I'm still working on that. You know, I just want everybody to know that, you know, I can be the next Marshawn, if not the better Marshawn. But, like I said, my own legacy, my own way, just the way I play the game. You know, I'm trying to get more involved into the community. I feel like, you know, New Orleans has a lot to offer that I haven't got to see yet. So working on just kind of getting into the community just so people can know me outside of, you know, the helmet and just the hard-hitting safety or a corner. So, yeah.
What's some of your early impressions on Joe Woods? You mentioned him a little bit earlier.
He's very detailed. He's big on technique, and that's what I like. I think technique is probably the most important thing, especially as a corner. So that, and then, you know, him and Coach Imrod, they work together really well as far as in the meeting room, on the practice field. So far, so good. Like I said, I can't wait for everybody else to get back, though, so we can have a full group together and just see kind of how we work.
What's it like to have, you've got Dennis Allen, you've got Marcus Robertson, you've got Joe Woods. These are all secondary specialty guys. What's it like to have that amount of representation on the coaching staff for your position?
It's huge. You know, they all have been around great players. They all know what it takes to be, like, some of the best like, in your position. So it's big. But at the end of the day, I always say, you know, I love playing for Coach D.A., just the swagger that he wants from us. And we talked about swagger last year going into the Raiders game. And you had practice already, and he's like, we need a handshake. We need, like, guys dancing, moving around. It's good to play for a coach who lets you be yourself and just plays hard-nosed defensive football. And, you know, Coach Woods has success being a D coordinator. And so just looking forward to what it looks like going into vet camp when everybody's here. And then also when we get into camp, just when it's hot, you know, and just seeing, like, the who gets mad, who doesn't get mad, because that heat kind of changes you up a little bit. So, yeah.
That's Saints corner, Alante Taylor, heading into year two. And definitely a guy when you speak to, you can feel he's confident in himself. He's got that swag, that whatever you want to say. Just an overall guy that's confident in his ability. And you heard him even talk about that he wants to be on par with Marshawn Lattimore, even better.
No, that's not far-fetched. I'm telling you, I'm a Marshawn Lattimore fan. Now, maybe because he's younger, I think Alante Taylor even got a better attitude at times than Marshawn Lattimore. With Marshawn now being, a seven-year veteran, he's kind of standoffish. And then here's Alante Taylor. He's going into his second season out of Tennessee. But when you look at, body types, and, the Saints pay attention to detail. When you look at, like, Paulson and Debo and Alante Taylor, it's almost identical. They're both listed at 6'1". And if you look at, like, basically one of them is 195, the other one's 200 pounds. And then you look at a veteran like Bradley Roby, who's now 31 years of age. Now, this could be his 10th year in the National Football League. So I'm not worried about our cornerback position. As far as the experience and where we at, when I look at Marshawn Lattimore, Alante Taylor, when you're looking at Paulson Adebo, you're looking at Bradley Roby. I like, and I'm not even talking about the other guys just trying to break the lineup or break the roster. But I would say right now that Marshawn Lattimore, because of his experience going into his seventh year, is the top dog, the alpha dog.
For sure.
But he ain't that much ahead of Alante Taylor. I'm telling you, Alante Taylor is right there. Now, the more you could do, whether you could play a slot receiver on the outside, I think without even dealing with the slot, if you let Alante Taylor play on the outside, he'd be amongst the best in the whole National Football League right now.
When they were talking,
right now,
when they asked him about the, making that switch to
the more you could do, they're trying to develop him.
But he seemed a little hesitant.
But that's the right time to do it, though.
He seemed a little hesitant about making the move totally, I guess, because obviously playing on the outside, you're going to make more.
You make more if you could do it all. But you're not as confident. Think about when you're guarding a slot receiver, the different options, vertical, in or out. Where if you're on the outside, you can use the outside the boundary as an extra defender.
Right.
So you got vertical, bring it to the inside. But if you truly want to be special, is that do it all. And then you'd be really compensated. Now, I think it's from a confidence standpoint, he's trying to grow into maybe playing that nickel corner. That's what it's all about. That when you're going against the best of the best, can I always have success? Well, right now, Alante Taylor says, I'm playing on the outside, I'm going to have success all the time. Now, on the slot, maybe not so much. Now, a Bradley Roby-type player who's now going into his 10th year, he's 31 years of age, by him being able to play the nickel is why he's lasted that long.
Amen, right?
So, you have to, the more you could do, and it's like even a tight end. Oh, I'm a pass receiving tight end. What? How about you learn to freaking block? And then you're going to last longer. The same thing if you're offensive lineman. Oh, I'm just a center, or I'm just a guard or a tackle. No, how about you could do it all? I remember when we got Throgmorton. Throgmorton, okay, he's nothing special. But you know why all of a sudden he's last? He's at Oregon.
Versatility.
He's played center, guard, or tackle. So he's not overwhelmed, and not, so that's why limited roster spots, the more you could do. But I like our cornerback position. And listen, I like Paulson and Debo. Paulson and Debo was all airline drive in August last year. But I think Alante Taylor has passed up Paulson and Debo.
We'll be back with more after the break here on WWL. Rayman on the North Shore, we're coming to you when we get back on WWL. Closing things out here on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk, told Rayman on the North Shore, we will get to you and we are. What's going on this Wednesday, Rayman?
Brother, how y'all doing? How you doing, Bobby? How you doing, Steve?
Doing all right, fantastic.
Rayman. Doing good, brother. Bobby, let me tell you something, brother. I like your kind heart. I like your kind heart, Bobby. When the Saints, I was at Silver Slipper, watching them play the Colts.
Okay.
And me and my wife left the Silver Slipper and went back to Louisiana. And then when we got back home, we learned that Tracy Porter intercepted that ball in the face, won the game against Peyton Manning.
Yeah. That was amazing, Super Bowl, I mean, Tracy Porter right there from Baton Rouge, Port Allen. I mean, pick six. I mean, that's when I said, damn, we're going to win the damn Super Bowl. That's what happened.
Yeah, because I left Silver Slipper when I got home, Bobby, in Louisiana. When I left Silver, I said, darn, they won that Dallas game. It was amazing. And, Bobby, you know what, too? I thank you for your kind heart. You signed my autograph on my Saints jacket. You always had a kind heart helping out the Who That fan, brother. But I want to tell you about Tulane and LSU.
Right.
Bobby, why they got to play one another? Why couldn't it be somebody else out of state? Let me know.
Ray Manning, I want Steve to chime in or Charlie. No, they kind of regionalize these things. Usually, if you're a team like Tulane or UL or like Nichols or like be Southeastern, you're usually going to go to a region maybe in Texas, or are you going to go because LSU's usually hosting. Or like that's kind of unusual going way out. That's far, like to Alabama, So they want to regionalize the travel, the amount of miles that you have to go. Now, it could be an outlier, for instance, like Texas A&M having to go way out to Stanford.
Right.
So it's not 100%. Now, the only thing, Ray Mann, it could be instead of Tulane going to LSU, we were maybe looking at the procession, maybe Nichols could have been in Baton Rouge. Maybe Tulane could have been in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. But, Charlie, you probably got more knowledge.
That's why they call it regionals. They try and keep it regionalized, right? As you said, there are a couple of instances where they leave the region, like Texas A&M going to Stanford.
Sure.
If you recall a couple of years ago when LSU went out to the West Coast as well. So it's not 100% because of the seedings and everything like that. But, for instance, with this Tulane-LSU regional, everyone was expecting Nichols to be the four seed in LSU's regional, but because Tulane snuck in as a four seed, they're closer. They ended up going in, and Nichols hops over to Tuscaloosa, which is also still pretty close, so it's not that far of a drive for the Colonels. But that's what they try to do, as you said, Bobby. They try and limit the miles for these teams for this postseason games and stuff like that. So that's why Tulane's
going to LSU. And look, if LSU is able to take care of business at the box in Baton Rouge, you look at like University of Kentucky at Proud Park and who they're hosting. Okay, look at Ball State. Look, West Virginia, Indiana. So that's all in that region.
Correct.
The same thing, look at Southern Miss from Hattiesburg. Well, they going to Auburn. So you look at proximity. Charles, like you're saying, even look where Nichols State is going against Alabama.
Yeah, it's
now
like,
Boston College having to come, but Troy.
Yeah, there's
Troy's Alabama.
Right. But like another instance is Coastal Carolina, which is in South Carolina. They're hosting UNC Wilmington and Duke,
right.
All these North Carolina schools. So they really do try and keep it kind of tight and close together. I mean, that's a great instance, what you were just talking about with Troy going to, as you were just saying, Alabama.
In Alabama, yeah.
But then also, like, Southern Miss is going to Auburn, right? Like, they're not very far away either. So, yeah, once again, they just try and keep it all together.
The reason why they call it the regional playoffs
before
a super regional, yeah. So.
Tomorrow on Sports Talk, we'll be getting into more of the SEC spring meetings that are going on. Talk to the Advocate sports columnist Scott Rabelais. Also, tomorrow night, game one of the NBA Finals, Miami versus Denver. Who you got? We'll be talking to Mark Spears from Anscape, who'll be breaking things down for us, and definitely anxious to see if the Nuggets can dominate as everybody's expecting over these Heat.
Well, I just like the Nuggets because they never won.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who that? Go Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.